President Obama said this announcement is the most important proposal in the State of the Union address he'll give January 20th.
I'm announcing an ambitious new plan to bring down the cost of community college tuition in America. I want to bring it down to zero.
Here are the highlights. If a student maintains a 2.5 GPA while attending community college at least half-time, they won't have to pay any tuition. And while the logistics of how to pay for this plan and whether Congress will even pass it are still unknown, higher education advocates are thrilled the White House recognizes something they've known for a long time.
An education that stops at high school is not enough for today's world.
That's Ivy Tech Community College President Tom Snyder. He says this is why community colleges are more important than ever, to help prepare students who wouldn't traditionally go to college. Students like Ivy Tech graduate Karen Demmerly, who now works in IT at a nonprofit.
I've built a career on that degree. I probably could have gone farther if I'd gone on to get my bachelor's, but with my associate's degree, I've been able to advance and take on increasing roles of responsibility and, you know, maintain a income that helps me do what I want to do.
Like many community college students, Demmerly got her degree more than a decade after graduating high school. Snyder says while Ivy Tech will always accept those students, he would like to reach them sooner.
We're replacing K-12 with K-14. And what that means is that everyone is going to have to be pursuing something beyond high school.
That term, K-14, might be new to you. To explain, here's an example from Teresa Lubbers, Indiana's Commissioner for Higher Education. She says the state's expansive manufacturing sector used to employ many Hoosiers. And although it's still a thriving sector, it looks radically different.
If you walked into a manufacturing plant now, especially one of our auto industry plants, for example, you'd see robotics going on. You'd see all the education beyond high school is necessary.
That's where the idea of K through 14 comes in. Higher education, whether a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, technical training, or certification, is so necessary it's already ingrained into the current model of K through 12 education, with high school students taking AP classes or getting technical training before they even graduate. The idea of providing community college for everyone seems a little lofty to Lubbers, and she sees the president's suggestion more as a positive step in the right direction than a solution.
Personally, I think it's not likely to happen in one legislative session of Congress. It's a significant change in the way that we deal with these issues, while not in any way taking away from the importance and the value of having a conversation about affordability.
The Lumina Foundation in Indianapolis spearheads many of those conversations. The organization works to promote higher education in communities all over the country. Dwayne Matthews is the foundation's vice president for strategy development.
But the idea of let's make it simple, make it transparent, make it clear to students and families how much college actually is going to cost and how to pay for it, there's a real opening there to make that the case.
Matthew says the biggest struggle in promoting higher education is changing the attitudes of students, attitudes like the one that kept Demmerly from returning for her degree for 12 years.
The cost wasn't a barrier to me, and I don't think it is to most kids. I think most kids that don't go to community college just aren't college bound, period.
So even if Obama's bill doesn't gain much traction with Congress this year, there's hope among even skeptics that it will convince people that a K-12 education isn't enough. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.